as we gather together now, we ask that you would just bless our worship this morning, that it would be a reflection of who you are and what you have done for us. What a glorious reason to celebrate, Lord, for you are awesome and mighty and strong to save. Enough to make it in this world without him.
His promise stands throughout the ages. He will never leave us. We are not alone. Greater than our weakness, he is strong to save us. We will stand victorious.
Good morning online. Thank you for joining us. Happy Easter. We have a very special day lined up that just totally dedicated to what the Lord did for us. So won't you join us now in song?
The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him.
Thank you. believe in the risen one.
The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. My Easter Sundays always started quiet and dark, and slowly the dawning of a new day came upon the earth as the stone was rolled away. The morning stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. One final breath he gave, as heaven looked away,
The Son of God was laid in darkness, a battle in the grave. The war on death was raged, the power of hell forever broken. The ground began to shake, the stone was thrown.
Let that truth permeate your soul for a second. Christ has won. Christ has won. Amen. We don't have to fight sin and death and illness. The power is in his blood, and he shed it for us. Yes. And we sing. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, the Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb has overcome. My words sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, only you, only you, my Lord. The Lamb has overcome.
At dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene. Magdalene and the other Mary went to look in the tomb. There was a violent earthquake,
for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then going quickly, go tell the disciples he is risen from the dead and going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said, and they came and clasped his feet and worshiped him. You know, when you think about it, every Sunday is Resurrection Day. Amen? Let's pray together. Father, thank you this morning. Thank you that you renew our faith daily. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have overcome the power of sin, death, and hell. Things, Lord, that we were powerless to have any effect on. Lord, we thank you that you have made it possible for us to live redeemed and free. Father, we come together this morning to celebrate your resurrection. We couldn't wait to run to the tomb this morning. We ran here this morning, Lord, grateful to find the tomb empty, and grateful to go and proclaim that Jesus is Lord. And if you can raise the dead to life, you can certainly do what needs done in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how we love you. Holy Spirit, we welcome your help and hope and healing in our lives this morning. We welcome your ministry. Father, as we quiet ourselves now, just to allow your Spirit to speak and move, we ask you, Lord, to go deep. Lord, some of us have been here and been at Easter services for a lot of years, and Lord, I pray that you would show us in a deeper way what it means for you to be raised from the dead. We thank you, Lord, that you are here and alive with us, indwelling us and moving among us. We praise you. Lord, bless the offering as it is received in a few moments. We ask, Lord, that as we give not only our tithes and offerings, but also, Father, as we participate in the Easter offering this morning, these dollars, Father, going to open areas that have not yet been reached by the gospel. Lord, we praise you for this opportunity to serve. We love you. In Jesus' name. I too want to welcome you this morning. Welcome to Living Well. It's so good to have each and every one of you here this morning. I want to say greetings to those of you who are joining us via live stream. You're getting a little different camera angle this morning because there's going to be a teen drama taking place right here this morning, and we're so glad that you've chosen to join us. As the offering is received this morning, there is a little envelope in your bulletin that it doesn't say anything other than tithes and offerings on the one side. Just use that this morning as either your tithes and offerings, or if you want to give to the Easter offering, just mark Easter on that, and that would be fine. And we'll try to make sure that that gets where it needs to go. So as the offering is coming around now, let me take this opportunity to introduce to you some wonderful teenagers. Did you know we've got some great teens that just kind of hang around here? Amen. I was had the opportunity to see what you're getting ready to see. I seen it just about an hour ago, and I was overcome by a flood of emotions. So buckle your seatbelt. Amen. I would like to introduce to you the combined teens from Lost Lake and Living Well. I'm going to share with us this morning the life of Christ.